Welcome to Musicology. Today, I want to talk about Queen's final studio album, or Freddie Mercury's farewell album. Yes, today, I'll talk about Queen's Innuendo from 1991. As I said in the beginning, this was Freddie Mercury's final album. At that time, Freddie Mercury was slowly dying due to AIDS, and his way to say goodbye was through the only way he could know. Music. Freddie Mercury recorded all of the tracks of that album being tired. He was tired, his voice was tired. It seemed that he wouldn't last enough to finish the album. But, as you already know, he finished the album with the rest of the members. The album includes the self-titled Innuendo, Headlong, and I'm going slightly mad.
I'm going slightly mad. It finally happened. It finally happened. I'm slightly mad.
It also includes I Can't Live With You.
I can't live with you. But I can't.
Ride the Wild Wind.
Ride the Wild Wind. Hey, 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 hey. Ride the Wild Wind. Hey. Gonna ride the Wild Wind. It ain't dangerous.
And a song dedicated to one of Freddie's cats, Delilah.
Delilah. Delilah. Oh my, oh my, oh my. You're irresistible.
And of course, I can live without mentioning the tracks that people listen to it as a Freddie Mercury farewell. Those tracks are These Are the Days of Our Lives,
Those Were the Days of Our Lives, Bad Things in Life Were So Few,
song composed by Roger Taylor, dedicated to his family. But after Freddie's passing, the meaning changed. being like being a goodbye from Freddie Mercury himself. And the epic, the show must go on.
Show must go on. The show must go on.
And the idea was to free Mercury to record some parts, because at that time he was really tired. He took a shot of vodka and said, "I'll fucking do it, darling." And oh yes, he did. In one take, he recorded the lyrics for The Show Must Go On. And those lyrics are heard in the final version. Even hidden notes so high that for another human being on that stage, it would have been impossible, showing that Freddie Mercury's voice was unique. May Freddie rest in peace. And of course, as you already know, Freddie Mercury, months later, on November 1991, he announced that he had AIDS, and the next day, he passed, leaving us with a great musical career and a unique voice. And that's it for today's video. Comment below what do you think about Queen's innuendo. I'm Hector, and I'll see you next time.